a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. Congrats to Mitch on another top five win. My three-game winning streak came to an end, but I wasn't too mad with Mitch's little spiel there at the end about the NBA. So, hey, it is what it is. But thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And if you missed that or any other segments here from the show, of course, you can always go back and listen on our podcast feed. Go to kslsports.com. And subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Mitch, with no BYU game this week, it provided an opportunity here to do something we normally wouldn't have time to do, and that's have a little story time with our producer, Dallin Graff. Now, Dallin is a relatively new BYU fan, and if you go deep into the archives of history, he gets lost. There's a lot that he doesn't know about BYU football. Is that right, Dallin?
Yes, admittedly, yes. As you've probably heard through the numerous top fives that I've done, at certain points I may have just missed things or just not understood things. I'm learning, and I'm okay. You know, I'm open to the criticisms and the, you know, it's a learning process. We're doing this.
It's not so much criticism as it is just an opportunity to learn. So we need to have story time, and before we do, Dallin told us something midweek during our prep call that, quite frankly, stunned me. There's no other way to fully describe what was said over the phone. Dallin told us he doesn't read, which is interesting. Which he's missing a lot of great books. Texas 57500. Which book should Dallin read? Let him know on the text line. There's a lot of great books out there, and one of them that I think he should read because he's an NFL fan. Dallin, is the NFL your favorite sport?
NBA is my favorite, okay. But NFL is a close second. I mean, I follow the NFL very heavily.
So a new book came out recently called The Dynasty by one of my favorite authors, Jeff Benedict. Now, if you read books, you may know this guy's name because he's written many a book that intersects with sports and BYU. He wrote a book, about a decade now, called The System with Armand Katayan. Great book about college football. Phenomenal, Dallin. If you ever pick up a book again, maybe start with The System. It's a great book. And he wrote a couple chapters about Kyle Van Noy and his story to BYU, Ziggy Ansah and his story to BYU. Phenomenal. I mean, at least read those chapters for the sake of the show. You're not going to do it, but maybe listen to them on Audible.
That's probably where I should start with the reading, is maybe I'll just download Audible or one of those apps.
Great
and
idea.
Listen to books.
So he wrote this new book called The Dynasty. It's all about New England Patriots football from before Robert Kraft got there and to current day. It's phenomenal. And Mitch, you got to this first because you were reading it on the flight to Annapolis. A crazy nugget comes out of this book about BYU.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable because I was not expecting this because, again, it's a book about the New England Patriots. Well, Tom Brady, the center stage, the guy at the focal point of the New England Patriots dynasty, he talks about some of his teammates during the years with the Patriots and whatnot. But then he also mentioned something about BYU. So this is from the book, from the Dynasty by Jeff Benedict. Tom Brady admits that he was once upon a time, guys, courted, recruited by BYU. I had no idea about this. I had no idea that Tom Brady once upon a time was recruited by BYU. And I went back in the archives and I looked at this because I have a lot of books that I've read over the years.
Okay. You don't have to flex like that.
I have an archive of many leather-bound books.
Oh, jeez. Mahogany smelling?
It smells rich of rich mahogany.
It stings the nostrils. But in 1995, BYU signed Brandon Doman, Steve Sarkisian, and Charlie Peterson at quarterback. Tom Brady ended up going to Michigan, but he admits that he was courted by BYU, which I found fascinating in that. But then also goes on to say, Brady had been courted by BYU. This is from the book. Quote, Brady had been courted by BYU, and he followed the program. Let's see. When they got on the subject, he was talking with Lee Johnson, former punter at BYU. They discovered they had another connection. Johnson and Steve Young had been college teammates and had roomed together for 4 years. Young remained one of Johnson's closest friends. For real, Brady said to Johnson, I love Steve Young. He was my favorite player. Him and Joe, I love Steve's game. So Tom Brady, friends with Lee Johnson, Thunderfoot, the former BYU great, and his favorite player growing up was Steve Young. Pretty cool stuff. The little unique BYU connections to the greatest NFL quarterback of all time in Tom Brady.
And almost as shocking, well, actually, no, but it did shock me. When you think of special teams at BYU, is Lee Johnson not the name that comes up first, Mitch?
Oh, yes. He's Thunderfoot. You know, he's the guy that punted the ball barefoot. He was fantastic. National champion.
Look at Dallin's eyes, which you can't see unless you're watching the stream. He had no idea. These things you're telling him are new to Dallin.
Thunderfoot means nothing to me.
Yeah, Dallin in our prep calls sometimes will just probably pause during the call and just me and Matt are going on some tangent about something from like 1999 or something. I usually dig in deep to the Wayback Machine, but like we'll go into some like 2006 tangent because we love that era of BYU football. And Dallin's like, guys, I'm still here. I'm not reading a book, but I'm still here. But
we should play a game sometime where we just come up with names with Dallin, and he tells us if they played for BYU or if they didn't.
Ooh. Okay.
Who they play for?
Dallin. We might need to bust that out next week.
That is a great idea. I don't know how well I do, but I want to say, I don't know if it's, I understand this guy has a fantastic nickname and a great punter, but I don't know if it's that egregious.
It's that egregious. He played in the NFL for nearly 20 years, Mitch.
I'm just saying, it's a punter. I mean, if like, I know
punters
disrespect.
Are people too, for heaven's sakes.
Okay, all right.
But another thing I thought was so interesting about the Tom Brady and BYU connection, because, you know, Tom Brady came out of the Bay Area, almost went to Cal to play football, and BYU was in the mix there, but he takes a recruiting trip to Michigan, and he almost leaves Michigan. Like, I think it was assumed that he was going to go to Cal if he had left Michigan, but you have to wonder if he maybe looked at BYU and was like, dang, I might be able to go play there, right, Mitch?
Yeah, that's
because that would have been what, early 2000s.
Yeah,
there was not great quarterback play. I mean, I guess there Brandon Doman.
Yeah, Doman was good, but they had a lot of shuffling.
That,
it was Brett Ingemann, it was Charlie Peterson, Lance Pendleton. BYU had a lot of shuffling at the quarterback position. It would have definitely been a lot different with old Tom Brady. The thing is, too, is that BYU once upon a time, I mean, they were.
Quarterback
The gold standard of quarterbacks. I mean, Lavelle Edwards. I mean, if you wanted to be in the National Football League and be developed the right way at the quarterback position, you were going to be in the mix to consider BYU. I mean, and Tom Brady was a heralded recruit. I went back and looked at my old recruiting rankings. He was the number 24 ranked player nationally in 1995,
wow.
Whereas Brandon Doman was 101. He was right there on the outside of the top 100. But, yeah, kind of interesting just to think that Tom Brady was – courted and recruited a little bit by BYU. It kind of shows how BYU and quarterbacks recruits, how BYU was just kind of synonymous with being in the conversation with the who's who of quarterbacks back in the day. So thought that was a really cool thing to see BYU have a little bit of a nugget of info in that Dynasty book from Jeff Benedict and the New England Patriots.
Wow, these things you guys call books seem really fascinating. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'll have to.
So why no books for you, Dale? Are you just, you know, because you're a radio guy? It's all about the audio.
No,
he doesn't even listen to books. Though
I just learned from YouTube. You know, I'm a millennial. Who am I kidding?
Are you really? Or are you the Gen Z?
No, I'm 93, so I'm squarely a millennial here. And yeah, I don't know.
Are you to blame for the rise of cases, Dallin? You and your kind?
Me and all of my peers, all of my millennial peers. No, I avoid parties. I'm too old for that now. I don't do that. Just in general, avoid those. But yeah, these books, you know, they sound interesting. Maybe I'll.
Have you? Serious note though, have you ever read a book?
Yeah, of course. Okay, I will give you that. I have not legitimately read a book other than the Bible. Since I graduated high school, college, I will say, because he had to read in college. Outside of school,
no one ever read their books from front to back in college.
All I'm saying is, just for leisure, for fun, I don't read books. I learn from YouTube and the internet. And I can't. Oh man, please don't text in and be mean to me. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Someone did text in. I don't know if this is real or not. I'll have to look it up. Texter 1431. Books who moved my cheese.
Hmm. I don't know what that is.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that is.
Is that even real?
It sounds amazing.
It might be a self-help book, Dallin.
Oh, I
would say start with the sports books, knowing your personality.
True.
Put the self-help books on the back burner for now, and start with Jeff Benedict. You can go with The System, The Dynasty, Tiger Woods autobiography. You can't go wrong with any of those three.
I was always a big Tiger Woods fan.
Okay, then that's the one for you.
That's the one?
Phenomenal. All right. Jeff Benedict.
I'll look into it.
Great author and BYU guy, too. So check it out. All right, I guess we got to get to a break here. On the other side, we're shifting to hoops, and we're bringing on Mark Durant to talk about the upcoming BYU basketball season. We'll chat with him next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.